Hello again, and welcome to another episode of our podcast, the IT and Legal Podcast. Today, we have Pooyan Fard, an experienced data scientist, as our guest, and we want to discuss the topic legal tech and the importance of data science with him today. So, welcome, Pooyan, and could you tell our listeners briefly who you are and what you do?
Yes, thank you for the introduction. So, my name is Pooyan Fard, and I'm CEO and Chief Data Scientist at Fard Consulting here in Frankfurt. So our boutique consulting agency is specialized in AI and data science services for a wide range of companies, from very large corporations like Fortune 500 to startups. And we are mostly specialized in areas like customer analytics, text analytics and natural language processing, as well as market intelligence. I'm very happy to be a part of this podcast and looking forward to your questions, Dima.
Okay, let's start off very relaxed because I hear a lot about data science, data mining, machine learning, and AI, but what is data science actually? Let's start with that.
Yes, definitely. So when it comes to this question about what is data science, a lot of people give complicated answers, and it's understandable because data science is a very interdisciplinary field. But if I want to go very simple for the business audience, I would say data science is evolution of a simple analytics task that we do every day, sometimes using our Excel sheets. And it's evolution of business intelligence and analytics that is powered by big data and AI, meaning that previously, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, people were doing analytics simply on aggregate level on their Excel sheets or even on a piece of paper. Nowadays, there's a lot of data available thanks to the era of big data and social media, and basically data science is intersection of big data and AI and analytics fields, trying to basically combine the capabilities that we have for analyzing data, for predicting the future. And if you want to mention two biggest use cases of data science, it can be data-driven decision-making, meaning that decision-makers, executives of companies want to make decisions that are informed by the data and not based on their gut feelings. These are the latest trends. So data science facilitates that. And also intelligent automation that is powered by AI. So automating a lot of repetitive and boring tasks that we use AI to automate them.
But why could this be important to law firms? And what does this have to do with legal tech? Because is there a connection between data science and legal tech? Because most of what I see in the legal tech area in Germany is leaving out data science.
Yes, definitely. So legal tech is a very long-standing field. It's a field that has been many companies, specifically IT companies or some even law firms, have been working on for many years. And there are many different use cases, like legacy use cases, like document contract management, billing, IP management in the B2B sector. But also in the B2C sector, we have use cases and startups focusing on solving problems like divorce or immigration or will and estate planning. But if you want to focus on the AI aspect of legal tech, I can tell that in the last 2 years, there has been a surge of interest in legal AI. And for example, Google Trends data shows that there's a 60% increase in the number of searches for legal AI. And when we want to focus on using AI in the legal tech sector, there are also a lot of different use cases. For example, document automation, companies want to automate the task of creating documents, invoices, contracts, or reviewing contracts automatically. They would like to predict the outcomes of litigations. For example, they would like to understand how their strategies will turn out in court. and they understand whether they have to settle or not, for example. Legal research is a very time-consuming process. AI will facilitate and automate this process. And also, companies want to protect their IP. IP management and intellectual property sector is one of the important use cases of AI. Discovery processes can be very tiring for a lot of young lawyers, and electronic discovery is also one of the use cases, and also billing for the law firms. So you can see that there are lots of different use cases, and most of these use cases have been done before using simple software systems, sometimes using rule-based systems. But nowadays, with the power of AI and natural language processing, a lot of these tasks can be solved and automated in a much more smart way than legacy systems.
Okay, but now I'm asking myself, what are the requirements for a law firm to be able to run data science or legal tech in general? Because then you would have to track entire litigation departments and observe who is attached to a case and for how long. Do you really think that this is possible and promising for a law firm? And what could be the results of this work?
Well, first of all, we need a strong strategic support from the executive level. So companies need to realize that they will eventually go through the digital transformation process. They need to do their processes and daily operations in a digitalized way. And this is one of the most important factors and success factors in the IT projects. And this also holds in a legal tech project using AI. Second, law firms and companies that are employing legal tech and AI, they need to invest heavily in their IT infrastructure, because data scientists, AI experts cannot do the magic trick without using the data. They need to have the data available for them. And sometimes it's not as hard as it seems that we need to digitalize hundreds of thousands of pages of documents. It's not like that. Sometimes it starts by realizing that you can use some sort of external sources of data to train your AI algorithms to create intelligent software. So sometimes it's enough to be willing to use these external sources of the data. Third point is that most legal tech projects using AI need to involve both legal experts and the data scientists and AI experts. Why I'm saying that is because most of the AI projects and AI algorithms that are trained in the legal tech need to be informed by the legal advice, actual legal domain knowledge, meaning that sometimes the AI algorithms fail to predict the outcomes of the litigation. Sometimes, for example, they need to be trained by the feedback that is directly coming from the legal expert. Or sometimes there are changes in the regulations, the actual knowledge graph of the domain knowledge in the legal field that is not captured by the AI at all. We as data scientists need to be informed about these changes. If we are not informed, we cannot simply put this as a data source in an AI algorithm. So I would say perhaps one of the most important aspects of success and success factors in a legal tech project is collaboration, close collaboration between AI expert and legal experts.
I see. When I'm thinking of a lawyer, the first image that will spring to my mind is a girl or a guy in a suit with a pile of paper. And I don't know, but I think the legal industry is characterized as being quite conservative and non-dynamic regarding innovation. And we have a big lack when it comes to data literacy. And I can only speak for Germany now, but I think this topic has slowly reached the big law firms, but it's not yet treated so superficially. So deep work is still rare. And what could be the reason for this? Because I think that most law firms do not even have a data strategy or data infrastructure, as you said. And how should you run advanced analytics and practice something like data science without a big data infrastructure? Because I think many people don't realize that you first need a good grounding before you can do or practice something like data science and legal tech and whatever.
Yes, Nima, that's a valid point, I think, and it's a very important point that you're mentioning. I think most of the projects in some industries, for example, industries that are highly regulated like pharma or banking, they are facing the same issue. Companies mostly start with their data strategy, data infrastructure, and then they use reporting analytics, different levels of analytics, for example, descriptive analytics, predictive analytics, and prescriptive analytics on top of this data infrastructure. But I would like to say that nowadays, there are also a lot of different tools available on the market, and most companies, they don't have to start from scratch. For example, maybe the simplest solution is, to that is to use the already existing SaaS solutions, software solutions on the market, and the ones that are already available. Of course, these solutions are not customized enough for many companies, but it can be a good starting point to train the employees to think in a data-driven way, or even to see the benefits of using AI or automation. Second point is that I think it's more like a job of people who are working in the AI data science industry to educate the clients in the legal field about the benefits of AI. Without the benefits, without the tangible ROI for these businesses, nobody is going to invest in development of such technologies for their companies. And it's kind of the job of data science experts to bridge the gap, talk to legal experts, and educate them about what are the benefits, and not talking about the features or technologies, but talk about the benefits, about the processes, and about the best practices, how to use AI. And the third point is that, yes, most companies need to have some sort of data infrastructure to be able to run advanced analytics, practice data science or AI, but nowadays, with the emergence of cloud technologies and with the era of big data, a lot of large external data sets that are available outside the companies, it is still possible to run some few use cases for the companies. And I would suggest to start really small, do some use cases that is most tangible, is low-hanging fruit, and it's possible to do it without a complicated or sophisticated data infrastructure. And you can educate your employees, your executive team about the benefits, and you can run a POC, for example, and proof of concept project, and kind of show the people within your organization what are the benefits, how much saving we have in terms of time, cost, or outcomes of the legal processes. And then after that, it's much easier for the legal firms to invest in the infrastructure, in the experts, in the human resources or technologies that are acquired for the company.
Okay, Puyan, tell us more about legal tech and AI or data science, because that is current on everyone's lips. So what is legal tech for you? When we talk about legal tech, are we talking about replacing the lawyer or just eliminating unnecessary tasks? And if that is the case, many lawyers and judges would welcome it, because working with the law is very labor intensive.
So first of all, I would think that AI is not going to replace human in any industry, let alone legal tech. So, and it's not going to be just a large, gigantic data set of digitalized tables without any sort of aggregation, any sort of analytics that is going to make them useful. I think in a nutshell, what makes legal tech useful for companies, lawyers, legal experts, is that first, it can automate a lot of different tasks that are very labor intensive, as you mentioned, eliminating the unnecessary task, or at least giving valuable insights, useful insights, how to save time on this side. For example, showing the experts in the legal area where to look in a document for inconsistencies, for information. And of course, these are also available with simple search engine technologies, but using AI, you can extract some hidden insights from the text. And that's what, for example, we are doing in a market intelligence use case in many different industries. Sometimes companies want to really find out where in the document you can find those hidden insights that you cannot find in any other way other than just reading the whole document by human. So these might be some use cases that might be useful for legal tech companies. Also, in other capabilities of a legal firm like sales, marketing, account management, AI can provide actionable insights, how to build relationship with new clients, how to manage the existing accounts, how to automate the task, for example, for the billing, and how to basically track the processes in different cases. So these are the use cases that are shared between legal tech and other industries, but I'm sure with the collaboration of legal experts and data scientists, we can build customized solutions that are specific to the legal industry and adapts the terminology of the legal industry as it's understandable for the lawyers and people who are working in the legal firm.
One very last important question that many legal experts and lawyers raise and ask us. As you know, many young lawyers are also listen to us. So for this reason, do you think it would be worthwhile to deal with data science and legal tech as a lawyer, especially data science? Or should we leave the work to the IT specialists and data scientists? Because especially many young students ask themselves, should I deal with data science on the side to be prepared for the future? And do you have some suggestions on how a lawyer can get familiar with this topic?
That's a very good question. I think like any other discipline, you cannot be expert in everything. So the same as I cannot be expert in law, it's really difficult for people who are studying law to basically become experts in data science. So my message is that for people who are studying law is that you don't have to become a data scientist. But the best way that you can ensure your future to be able to use legal tech and AI capabilities in your daily operations effectively is to educate yourself about first the benefits, second the use cases of AI in your field. So if you know how to use AI, you can always collaborate with IT specialists, with AI experts, how to realize the system, or you can shop on the internet for the existing solutions. But if you want to go really deep into this, I would say that data science is an endless field. And of course, it's always useful to have an introductory knowledge about some field. But if I were you, I would always focus on becoming a great user of AI in your field rather than trying to reinvent the wheel or trying to basically work on IT-related topics in a hands-on way.
Yeah, as you said, I believe data knowledge or data literacy will be of paramount importance for all of us, for all departments in the future. And I think the awareness for this matter is raised because we have many great initiatives like Recode Law, Legal Tech Lab from Frankfurt to Cologne and in Munich. So there's a huge interest in legal tech and data science. So the legal industry is getting better at using data. But I think we are far from where we need to be, especially in Europe. But you're definitely working on it for us. So thank you for that. And thank you for your insight and for your time and your expertise, especially. Very appreciated, Puyan. I know you have a lot of work to do.
Thanks for having me.
And This was another episode of our IT and Legal podcast, a podcast about IT, law, and digital economy. I hope you enjoyed this talk and see you next time and cheerio.